listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We'll also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Thank you.
this was Carrie Newcomer singing If Not Now. Before that, we heard The Eyes by True, The Revolution's Underway, T-R-U. For all of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM on your dial. We're streaming on WAIF883.org, and of course, we're here in Cincinnati at 88.3 FM. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am a spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are a show that is focused on helping you discover and embody your highest, most true, what I think of as your divine self. And what we do every week is focus on the tools and the inspiration to help us be in touch with that energy inside of us, because when we are, it's a lot easier to lead happier, healthier, and more spiritually connected lives. And today we're going to actually be talking about something that every spiritual teacher throughout time spends a lot of time talking about, and that is love. And I'm not talking about sentimental, romantic, Hollywood love. I'm talking about the love of God, the love of spirit, the love of life, the love that holds the stars and the planets and the whole universe and all the universes together. That power is how we were created, and that power is how everything in the world actually happens. No matter how we think something happens, it really all comes out of the power of love. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, what that means for you, how to access it, and really what love is and what love isn't. Because I hear so many people very confused about what love is. So we're going to talk about that at length. Before we get into that conversation, I want to let you know about Bethany House Services. Bethany House offers emergency shelter and supportive services to homeless women and children, and they need volunteers in the areas of child care, receptionist, maintenance, committee work, and tutoring. If you'd like more information about volunteering for Bethany House, call 513-921-1131 or check out their website at BethanyHouseServices.org. So, we are talking about love today, and the thing I really wanted to, I think the thing that really got me thinking about this is I heard someone else say the other day, you can't really love someone until you love yourself. And you know what? That's just not true. Because love is more than a feeling. Love is a state of being. Love is an attitude of openness and acceptance and compassion and tenderness, as well as fierceness sometimes. And a lot of times, we don't know how to love ourselves really at all. And through the act of loving someone or something else, we actually learn how to love ourselves. Because love is a power. It's not just a feeling. We experience it as a sensation, as an emotion, maybe inside of us. But love is a power. It's a state of being. It's something that exists in us and all around us and everything else that exists. But if we give love, then love is so powerful that the reflection that we get back from whatever or whoever we're giving love to actually raises us up inside to where we can be in touch then with the love that's inside of us. So what I do think is true is that we don't really feel loved until we love ourselves. But we certainly can love other people, and that can show us and teach us how to love ourselves. You know, love is it's a vibration. It is a power. One of my favorite teachers, Dr. David Hawkins, David R. Hawkins, more developed the map of consciousness. On that scale, love is at the level of 500. And that is a very, very powerful energy level. And at 540 on that scale, the scale goes from 1 to 1,000. And 1,000 is the highest vibrational weight that a human being's nervous system can handle. And one would think of people like Jesus and Krishna and Buddha calibrated on that map of consciousness at a level of 1,000. At the level of 200 is sort of the breaking point between where we have courage and we don't, and we can tell truth from falsehood. Anything that calibrates over 200 on that scale is true. Anything below that is false. It's not true. It's not beneficial for life. And so 200 is a great goal for a lot of people in the world. 400 is the level of reason, and 500 is the level of love. It's not until we actually experience love inside of us that we become able to experience peace or serenity or any of those states that most of us long for. And personally, from a lot of work with people and a lot of reading and a lot of studying with various enlightened beings in this world, I've come to believe that our true nature is love, that we are divinely created beings, and because of that, at the core of us is love. It's our true nature. So whatever we can do, whether it's loving an animal or a tree, nature itself, another person, a child, wherever it is that we can wake up to that reality that's in our core, it literally raises our level of consciousness. And it always lives inside of us, so it's always there. The trick is learning how to access it. So a lot of what we focus on here on this show is teaching ourselves, reminding ourselves, bringing into our awareness all the ways that we can love ourselves more easily and more fully, and how to free ourselves from all the things that get in the way of actually going inside and knowing that love that lives in our heart. If we really know that love inside of us, what we're doing is we are experiencing the truth, because that's the truth of our being. You know, I've often said, I'd rather hear a difficult truth than an easy lie. And why is that? Because even though a difficult truth may require an emotional response, or it may require some great change, and it's not going to be an easy thing to do, at least if I'm dealing with the truth, no matter how difficult it is, I have a way to move forward. Because truth is life-affirming. A lie is never life-affirming. So if I'm dealing with a lie, all I'm going to do is spin myself around in a circle. And I'm never going to go forward. And the way that we move forward most easily is by really understanding what love is. I think the first time I ever heard that love is a verb was on Oprah. And it took me a while. I had to really sit with that. Like, love is a verb. What does that mean? And I think what she meant by that, and actually a lot of people have written about it at this point, is that love is an action. Love is about expressing a vital energy that's inside of you. It's like love is kind. Love is open. Love is receptive. Love is transformative. But love changes whatever it touches. You know, I often use the analogy of if you bring light into a dark room, what happens to the darkness? Well, it goes away. And the reason it does is because it wasn't really real in the first place. There's no such thing as darkness. There's just an absence of light. The same thing is true about love and fear. They're not actually opposites. Fear is just an absence of love. So if you bring enough love into whatever the fear is that's going on, the fear disappears. Why? Well, because the fear wasn't really real. It doesn't really exist. It's just an absence of love. So bring enough love in, and the fear goes away. And so we can do that in whatever situation we're in for another person, and especially for ourselves. Because I think what happens is we all have these wild and crazy critics in our heads. And we're probably harder on ourselves, most of us, than we would ever be on anybody else. And we say things to ourselves that most most of us would never say to other people. And it's because we don't really feel that love for ourselves, and because we don't really have models in our society for how to love ourselves. You know, a lot of us got taught that it was actually selfish to think about or take care of ourselves. And so we're having to come out of that now and really understand what is it to be loving. Personally, I think the place to start that with ourselves is to find out, to really get clear inside of us, what is my truth? Because if you're knowing your own truth, then you're going to have courage. And if you know your own truth and you have courage, then you can begin to notice when you're being mean, for example, to yourself, and you can make a decision in that moment, okay, I'm going to stop thinking I'm that, and instead I'm going to see what it is that would actually feel good for myself or to myself. The same thing with another person. If you're around another person who is in pain or is in fear, you don't want to be criticizing them or telling them what they need to be doing different. That's not loving. What's loving is to be present with them. What's loving is to be kind. What's loving is to be supportive in whatever way they ask for, if they can ask. And if they can't ask, then a lot of times the best, most loving thing we can do is just literally to be present with another person. And that means accepting them right where they are without judgment, without trying to make them change, just very compassionately being present. One of the most loving things we can do for ourselves and also for another person. And so, just to give us a little inspiration, I suppose, to go a bit more deeply into what that means for each one of us, I want to play you a song by a friend of mine, and he's from Asheville, North Carolina, Sean Galloway, and he has made some beautiful CDs, and this is from one of his earlier CDs, and I just love it. It's called I Choose Love, and we're going to play that for you now, and I will see you back here in a few minutes. Enjoy. have to do as a species in order to live the lives that we feel good about living. So for anyone who is just joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Robin Louisa Dyer, and our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And what we focus on here every week is figuring out all the ways that there are, and we live in such amazing times, and there are thousands of ways, and everybody has access to them now, almost, for the first time in human history. But all the ways that there are to actually move out of us all those things that have stopped us from living lives that we want to live, and open ourselves up to all the realities that are spiritual realities as well as real world, 3D reality, to open us up to living the lives we want to live. And every week we talk about various ways that we can do that, and this week we're talking about love. Because love, every spiritual teacher throughout time, the ones you've heard of and the ones you haven't, they've all talked about love. Not romantic Hollywood drivel, not a romance novel, not even sentimentality, but love has a power that holds the universe together. What physics now has proven, literally they surmised it 100 years ago, and 50 years ago they started proving it, now they've proven it about a billion times. And about 10 years ago, a guy by the name of John Hagelin, who has done incredible experiments, he's a quantum physicist, and he was one of the people who worked with the quantified field theory to prove what mystics and sages have known throughout time, is that there is one energy in the whole entire universe that is part of everything, and everything is part of that energy. And what they found is that that energy is not only self-replicating, it is harmonious within itself and among everything that it interacts with. It moves toward and creates harmony, and moves away from and rearranges itself to move away from what would be disharmonious. And there's a lot of traits of that one energy that the physics has talked about a great deal. And if you really read it, you can understand pretty easily that you could call that one energy God. I personally am incredibly excited that I'm alive in a time where science has proven the existence of God. There is no longer a need for science and spirit to be separate things. And so I could also, and do, call that energy love. Because that's what the power of love is it is a power, it is self-replicating, it moves to make harmony, and it moves toward harmonious expressions and away from non-harmonious expressions, unless it has the power to change that non-harmony into harmony. And that's the power of love. And it exists inside of you, no matter what you're thinking and no matter what you're feeling. It's not just an emotion. It is a power that is in your heart, and you can access it. And accessing it not only gives you the strength, it gives you courage. And that one energy, when we really get it, that it's in us as well as all around us, and in everyone and around everything, it gives us a way to move forward and be willing and able to let go of the despair of, oh my God, dreadful, terrible things are happening. You know, if there are dreadful, terrible things happening, find the love inside of you and let that love tell you what's the best way that you can interact with that. Because sitting there and thinking about dreadful, terrible things happening, you are not going to have the courage or the energy or the inspiration to actually do something that is beneficial, that will bring more love to whatever that situation is. And you know, I think that a lot of times we think about love as holding on. But what I've discovered from working with people for 30 years and all the study that I've done is love is just as much about letting go as it is about holding on. Because if we're holding on to what doesn't serve us, then that's not really loving. And so it's just as important to learn to let go. It's just as important to learn to say no, for that matter, to turn away from what isn't beneficial. That is just as loving of an act as turning toward what is beneficial. And, you know, I've had a recent experience with that whole reality of holding on and letting go, and I think it's a good example. And anybody who's been listening to the show knows that I was about ready to give up doing the show because I've been doing it for over a year now, and I'm doing it pretty much on my own. I've had a couple of comments come in, but they didn't work out for one reason or the other. And I was just getting tired of that weekly commitment, and so I got really clear that the loving thing for me to do was to give myself a break. Well, so I put it out there that I was looking for a way to give myself a break, and I didn't get any, well, that's not true, I got lots and lots of responses from all over the country of people who wanted to be a co-host or help do the show, but because we're on public radio in Cincinnati, you have to do it in the station. You have to be here. And so there was nobody showing up for that. So I got really clear. Okay, I'm going to let the show go. But I felt this little twinge or something inside that was sort of like saying, okay, not quite yet, not quite yet. And so I had made the decision that I was going to let the show go, but I hadn't followed through with doing the things I needed to do in order to do that. Because of that little voice, that little truth inside me that I was paying attention to of, not quite yet. But I felt freer already because I was honoring the truth that I really wanted to give myself a break. And so when I sent an email to someone that wasn't even about the radio show but just happened to mention, and she sent something back and said, I am just the person. And lo and behold, she really did. And that person is Sage Woman, and Sage is going to be my co-host on the show, and I'm so excited about it. And we are going to have a really good time together beginning next week, and then she's going to be doing some shows, and I'm going to be doing some shows, and some of them we're going to be doing together, and I think you're going to love her as much as I do, and we're going to have a really good time. And I wanted to tell that story because, to me, that is an example of love in action. That was really honoring my own truth, doing what I needed to do, but not being, you know, black and white about it. It's like, okay, I did it, but then there was a little something holding me, so I waited, and then it just worked itself out. I didn't have to go and beat the bushes. I didn't have to get all upset. I didn't have to. It's like I trusted what was true and took action based on what was true. And I think personally that requires courage, because without the courage, I would have just thrown my hands up in despair and said, I quit. Or without courage, I would have just said, oh gosh, and I would have resigned myself to it. And I would have done that but not been happy about it. That's not love. Love is about telling the truth. Love is about acceptance. Love is about being kind. Love makes the strong and vulnerable at the same time. And if we're okay with that, then miracles can happen. Amazing things can happen. If we open up to that love that's in our hearts, that is literally at the core of our own being, then life can begin to be more peaceful. It can even begin to be more miraculous. Because if we can get clear enough and make decisions from that place of love inside of us, the power that's in the love is what allows things to happen that turn our eyes good. You know, it's another thing that I've had conversations with people about lately. They're like, well, is it? But I don't know if it serves my eyes good. It serves somebody else's eyes good. Well, let me tell you something. Because of that power in the universe that's in everything and everyone, the highest good is the highest good. So this serves your highest good. It serves everybody's highest good. If you're telling the truth and acting from that truth, then it's serving everyone and everything, because it's serving love. It's serving the truth. And that's really what the message has been about today. So I really hope you've enjoyed this little talk about love, because I really want us all to understand that we are one energy. You know, in the Bible, in Buddhism, in the Bhagavad Gita, in my native ancestors' teachings, in every spiritual tradition that has been throughout time, they all tell us, and I'll use the quote from the Bible because that's what most people in the Midwest, certainly in Western culture in general, are more familiar with. Whatever you do to the least of us, whatever you do to the least of you, you do to me. We are one energy. Everything we do to everyone, we do to ourselves and we do to all of life. So if you love yourself, if you love life, if you love God, if you love spirit, then you will find a way to be as strong and courageous and loving and kind as you can possibly be to yourself as well as to everyone and everything else. Because as long as there is anyone in this world suffering, it is negatively impacting you as well. So everything that we can do to relieve suffering for ourselves and for everyone else, it actually helps us. Everything I do for you helps me. And that is the truth of spiritual reality, but it's also the truth of physical reality. And it has been proven over and over and over by science for the last 50 years. So it's not just some woo-doo, woo-doo, mystical statement. It's actually the truth. And it's been proven. So I hope you take that to heart. And so on that note, we're going to close out today. And before we do, I want to let you know about a mentoring program, because it's something we can all do for one another. We can mentor each other. And there is a special program for that if you feel called to do that. Because growing up can be rough when you're alone. And if you're looking for a fun and rewarding way to spend some of your free time, then the Cincinnati Youth Collaborative Mentoring Program may be for you. If you would like more information on the many different mentoring options that are available, please call 513-475-4165 or visit online at cycyouth.org. Again, that website is www.cycyouth.org. I really want to thank everybody for listening today. We are here in Our Divinity every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We also have a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Running the Source Within. So if you are on Facebook, I would invite you to get in touch with us, and I'd love to hear what you want to hear on the show, what you like about the show. I especially want to hear if you have any transformational, uplifting, aha moment stories that you would like to tell on the show. Because when we hear each other's stories, it makes us wake up in ways that just reading something or, you know, talking about mundane stuff just doesn't do. I also want to let you know that if you would like some assistance with getting in touch with that inner divinity of your own, with that higher self inside of you, there is a free guided meditation, 10, 15 minutes, that you're welcome to download on my website, which is just my name, melissadyer.com. Feel free to download that guided meditation. It will help you get present and grounded inside your own self. It will help you begin to know how to notice the truth of who you are, rather than just being caught up in all the nonsense that's going on in your head or the superficial stuff that's going on around you that everybody else is talking about. If you want to get real and you want to feel love, then go inside, because love is the core of your being, and that's there, you're really going to find it. That's what makes it easy. It also is what gives you the courage to embrace that truth. And it's not just a cliche that the truth will set you free. It really does. And it's because truth has at its core love, God, the energy of life itself. And so we're going to close, as we usually do, with Faith Reveal singing God Is, and telling you just how God is everywhere you are. So really listen and let it wake you up. Let it fill your spirit as well as your mind. And Sage and I, together, we'll see you back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Enjoy. Where I am.